We're learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We are starting almost halfway down the Amid, 23 lines from the top. The beginning of the line is She Mechaya Atzmaya Leho. That's the beginning of the line. And right after that, Chaya Rishamaya Imra. Rishamaya says, Nemar, it says in the Pasuk, V'lekachti Eschem Li La'am. It says in the Pasuk, V'yitzis Mitzrayim Hashem says, I'm going to take you Li La'am and bring you in Eretz Yisrael. I'm take you out of Eretz Mitzrayim, and then it says, "V'nem avavaisis, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael." So it says in the pasuk, "I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim and then bring you to Eretz Yisrael." And we make a hekesh, makesh yitziosam mi Mitzrayim, lebiosam laaretz. Make a hekesh yitzias Mitzrayim to be a saaretz. Now, ma biosam laaretz, we know only 2 out of the 600,000 people went out of Eretz Yisrael. And when I have a Mitzrayim, when I went into Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Only 2 out of the 600,000 that went out of Mitzrayim made it into Eretz Yisrael. Who was that? Yeshua and Kalev. Everyone else died in the Midbar. So when they came into Eretz Yisrael, 2 out of 600,000 made it in. Ma biyosar shnayim misamach riboy, 2 out of 600,000. Make a hekesh. Afitziosam mi Mitzrayim. Those that went out, it's shnayim misamach riboy, 2 out of every 600,000. And we know 600,000 people came out. But just between the age 20 and 60. So it comes out, if you figure out the math, it's around 180 trillion people with Mitzrayim. You can't take a skipsutoy. So actually the Yavits, so that's what it says. It's saying, well, heck, it's just like in Eretz Yisrael. 2 out of 600,000 went in Eretz Yisrael. Out of Mitzrayim also, 2 out of every 600,000 came in Mitzrayim. We know 600,000 people altogether. So it must be 180 trillion. Zok the Yavits, that's very hard to take a skipsutoy. So he says you include all the Yidin that were Mitzrayim, the whole 210 years. That, you know, not just at the end. All include all that time, so it makes it a little bit easier, a little more plausible to understand it. Amar Rav, v'chein l'moitzav Mashiach. Same thing comes to Moitzav Mashiach. It will also be 2 out of every 600,000, Shenemar. It says in the Pasuk, v'onza shama ki meinu re'el, ki yoyim alo yisa meretz Mitzrayim. And Rashi explains that va'onza is loshen aniyim v'shvelim yiyu. You're going to be poor, ki mei alo yisa meretz Mitzrayim. Just like it went out of Mitzrayim, where not everyone went out. Here also, not everyone went out. And again, the Yavit says that it would take all, you know, the Golus is thousands of years. All those people are going to count as this 180 trillion, whatever it is. But it'll be the same thing. We don't know how many people going to Mashiach. It might be more than 600,000. So it's going to be also 2 out of every 600,000. Tanya. Om Rav Eliezer, Elozo Rav Yosi. Pamachas nechnasti l'achsandria shal Mitzrayim. I one time went to Alexandria. Let me show you what our forefathers, the Mitzrayim, did to your forefathers. And the Mashal says that he showed him in a sefer Zechronis, because how else could he show him what happened? And it's a bunch of years later. He says, so let me show you what we have in the book of Chronicles, what happened, what our forefathers did to your forefathers. Some of them were drowned into the river. Some of them they killed. Some of the Yidden were put into the walls. And this thing that happened to Klai Yisrael, they were put into the binyan, nenash Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu got an oynish. Shenemach, it says in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu complained to Hashem. It says, Ma'oz basi el paroi el daber b'shimcha, hey ra lo mazah, that for when I came to talk to Paroi, to talk in your name, he made it worse for us. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on over here? Omle Kadosh Baruch Hu, chaval al da'avdim v'lo mishdachin, that, oh, woe to the gedolim that we lost, that are not forgotten, which means he was, Kavyoch was complaining, where's Avram Yitzvah Yaakov? Harikam pom neglesi al Avram Yitzvah Yaakov, bekel shakai, well, here are my doisai. I gave him a haftocha with the name of Hashem, Kel Shakai, which is not the same level as Yudke Vavke, v'loi omuli ma'ashimcha, they didn't ask you what my name is. Amarti la Avram, and what the Rasha explains what it means. They didn't ask Mashimcha. They didn't ask for Avtocha with a Yud Kei Vavke. They didn't even ask for that, and they got Avtocha even not with just a Kel Shaka, and they still had full Amuna. Where do we see this? Amarti la Avraham, I told Avram, Kumasalach ba'aros la'orkel arachba k'lechol atnana. Hashem told Avram, promised Avram, walk around this land. It's all going to be yours. and came time to bury Sarah, Bakish Makam look for Sarah, Vlay Motza, he cannot find a burial plot for Sarah until he paid an exorbitant amount of money. Ajakana Badal Meyash Shek Kesev. It's like a few $1 million or whatever it was. It could be $1 billion. A lot of money he had to spend to just bury Sarah. Vlahirach Almidoisai. And he didn't say, where's my Avtacha that there be my land? He didn't ask any questions. Even though I didn't give him the strongest Avtacha, he still believed it. Amartil Yitzchok, Gur Baritz Zois Ve'yemchov Avarachacha. That is, live in this land and, you know, be with you and bench you. Big Shah Avadim Ayin Lishas, his Avadim wanted water to drink. To get water, they had to fight. They had to go, they had to work tooth and nail just to get some water. Still did not question anything. Still, he says, Hashem said, I'm going to give you the whole land. Bikush Makam Matay Allah, you need a place to, this is right before you went to Shechem, he needed a place to park his oil. They didn't ask me what's my name. Va'ata Martli, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, you asked me, Mashimcha Batchila. First, you asked me right away. And I said, I'm promising you, okay. And now, there's a little hiccup in the road. Va'ach Shavata Oimeli, now you're tying to me that you didn't save Klai Yisrael. You're saying, "Oh, it's Bossy El Paro Dabr B'Shmecha." Hey, Ralom Azev, Vahatzel Lo Yitzaltas Amecha. So, and so it says in the pasuk, "Ata Sira Asha Esel Paro Mechem." That you're going to see what I did to Paro. And Zadik, this is all in Rashi and Chumash, both the first part and the second part. Mechem is Paro at the Roya, via the Roya Mechem is Shloish Mechem Alachem. You're going to get Oynish. You're going to see the Yeshua from Paro, but you're not going to see Yeshua and go into Eretz Yisrael because of this, because you questioned Hashem, and you had this the question that lechera ma'oz basi al paro daros b'shemecha ha'ir alam azeh v'hatzel etzal tasamecha. Because of this, because you didn't trust explicitly in the Kares Baruch Hu, you got this einish. Break the Marsha b'shem the Mizrahi already. That don't we know that the reason why Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael is because of the name of Riva? Here it sounds like the reason is because of the story over here, at the Sira, the Chariot's Mayor Riva. So he first brings down a Mizrahi, the answer, very interesting to Eretz. It says that after the story, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but not as the leader. Yeshua would have been the leader. He says, and then by Mayor Riva, he lost it completely. But Mashiach asks on that, Advarm de Chukim Shi Moshe Nichnas Eretz Yisrael v'Yeshua Talmida Yimanik b'Chayim Moshe. Vein a malchus a gas v'chavrata. Vein el o divrei nevius. Shlo yodam Moshe nevuos a rak shlo yikonsem looking at my manik. This is sounds like the whole pshat. It's a divrei nevius. Therefore, the Mashiach says a different pshat. He says that after this gzeira, you could have davened and broken the gzeira, but by the Meir Riva, Hashem made a shvur that he's not going to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we know that he davened over 500 tefillos. He didn't get into Eretz Yisrael because the Maisa was a shvur.
No, but it says it would have
done 501. I know you're going to get asked that, Kasha. Good question. But the bottom line, there was a shua. There was a shua, and that's why it was different. Maybe. It's a good Kasha. It's nothing to do with it. There was a shua there, and that's not a medrash. It's nothing to do with this Gemara, but it's a great question. Medrashim and Parashat Eschanan, you better be on the, you know, have that Kasha, come up with Terrence. Vayimah Moshe, it says that where Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the Yud Gimel Midos, it says, the pasuk vav lamedal vav is v'yavar Hashem aponav v'yikra Hashem Hashem keil rachum v'chanun eruch apayim v'ches v'emes. Two pasukim later says v'yamar Moshe v'yamar Moshe v'yikra arzav v'yishtachu. What? Which midah did he bow down for? My raw Moshe. What do you see and that he bowed down? Rav Chanina ben Gamla Omar eruch apayim. He saw the midah of eruch apayim and he was so thankful for the midah of eruch apayim that Hashem has patience with the rishon when people do averis. He v'shtach v'la Hashem b'simcha. Eruch b'ayim ra, Rabbanam emes ra. He saw emes, which he made him frightened that people are chayav misa because the emes is midas adin. So therefore, he davened like Rashi says emes ra. Rashi on the left side, more to the bottom, almost to the bottom. Emes ra b'midah yisav shenikra emes. V'nis yare im nischayav u'kliya im u'dano yisav edin gomor. U'miher he hurried v'espal aleim shlo yedon yisav imaseim. So the Maravaita, Tanya Gmadim Eruch Apayim Ra, we're going to bring a Braisa, a Zariah, that he saw Eruch Apayim, and that's why he was so thankful. Tanya looked at the Braisa, Shalom Moshe Lamarim, when Moshe went up to Shemayim for the 40 days and 40 nights, Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu, Jesus Kosh Eruch Apayim, he saw Kosh Baruch Hu writing Midov Erech Apayim, the Pesukim of Erech Apayim, Omvan Rebbein Shalom. Erech Apayim, Litzadikim, who's that for the Tzadikim? Omvalay, Gosh Baruch Hu, after Rasham, even with Rasham, I'm patient. Omvalay, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rasham, Yavoidu, let the Rasham get lost. Let them just perish. Don't give them any Rachmanis. And the Ben Yehuda says that he meant the good. He wanted them to get Einish in this world, so they have Olam Haba next world. But he says, Rasham, Yavoidu. Omvalay, so Gosh Baruch Hu said, Hashto, Chazis, Ma'adam, Ba'yulach, you're going to see you're going to need it even for the Rasham. And Takachava, because Shechotu Yisrael, and Eden did the eagle. Omoloi, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Look, Hakamartli Erech Parim Mosdikim." Didn't he say Erech Parim Mosdikim? Let me destroy the whole world right now, all the Eden. Let me destroy all the Eden because you said Erech Parim for Tzadikim. And Tapa on the base, Omolafon of Banim Shloilam, but Loi Kachamartli. Didn't you tell me after Rishon that also for Rishon? So Maisa, with that, you see that he was very happy with his Erech Apayim, because this way he saved the Rishon as well. Top Rashi says, V'hashem Stavik Ma'anim Erech Apayim Ra, Shkivin Shiroh, Mida Zuba, Kosh Baruch Shur Erech Apayim, Afl Rishon, Samach, he was happy. V'hayinu Chsir, says in the Pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu davened for the door of the Meraglim, it says, V'ata Yignu No Koyach Hashem Kasher Dibar Talaymar, and it says, Hashem Erech Apayim, it says, one Hashem Erech Apayim. So you see, Kasher Dibar Talaymar means there'll be Erech Apayim for the Risham. Rav Chaga Vesalik Va'ozo V'darga Debe Rav Barshilo, Rav Chaga was going up the steps of the Bei Rabba, the Beis Meresh of Rabba Bar Shila, Shame Lehu Yenuka, he heard a certain child saying this pasuk, Doma, Idasecha Nemnu Moid, Leveischa Nava Kodesh, Hashem Lo'erech Yamim. That your Midas, your Edas is Nemo Moid, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu saw, because we know Moshe Rabbeinu said this pasuk, because of Samach Leit Tfilah LeMoshe, took a bit of Fora Tfilah LeMoshe, and we're assuming this is Moshe Rabbeinu said this as well. And he says, Hashem lo'erech yomim, and that almost mamino, erech apayim ra. He saw erech apayim. He's talking about the midah of erech yomim. Zot gemara vayta, omar avalos amrachina, osa karish baruch ulias atara beroish kol tzadik v'tzadik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rest the shechina on the head of every single tzadik. That's going to be how it's going to be la'asa lovak. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, b'yemu yi Hashem tzivakos la'ataras tzvi, Uvilatspiras Tefara Lishar Amoy. And what does that mean? So Gemara teaches, what it means is Maila Taras Fil Tsviras Tefara, Loisim Ritsoinam and Tapan Shuase. Those that do Hashem's will, that means Tzvi, Loshan want, do Hashem's will, Vil Mitzapel and Shuase, that's Tsviras Tefara, they're going to get the Shechina Bishara on them. Yokla Koil, maybe every tzaddik who hopes for Yeshua and does with Ratzon Hashem will get this crown. No. You also have to make yourself into onav, like shirayim, like leftovers, then you get it. And the puzzle goes further, there's other midas that can help with hashuas hashchina. But luruach mishpat, yoshva mishpat, v'legvura, is the puzzle going further, v'legvura mashivim v'chama sha'ara. That's lashon of the pasuk, and we dash in every word of the pasuk. Luruach mishpat, z'haroyde es yitzray. That is someone who overcomes his yitzahara, and he's chayzer v'tshuva. That's someone of Paskin's MS Lamita. You have the same Gemara in Megillah, and there Taisha says, Zadon MS Lamita means sometimes you. What's Lamita? It's either MS and IMS. What's MS Lamita? He says sometimes you can Paskin than MS, and you know that you have a feeling that these Edom are lying. You couldn't catch them. They accept the Edom, but you have a feeling that something's not right here. So you have to go dig in further, and that's called dumb MS Lamita. V'legvura is the Miskava B'Yitzroim. Miskava B'Yitzroim is a higher level than Reidus Yitzroim. Miskava B'Yitzroim means he takes the Yitzhar Toiv and he fights the Yitzhar. He fights the Yitzhar with Torah itself, not with more than Tshuva. He does mitzvahs. He's busy doing mitzvahs all day. He can't even do Averis. Mashiva Mechama is a Shanoisiv and Noisiv Mecham is Torah. Someone fights the Torah. Sha'ara, Elush Mashkim Mariv Melchizis about the Yosha. He's the first to come to Shul and the last to leave the Shul and the Beis Medrash. Amram. Midas Adin. So that's all these milas could bring Hatara lebechol tzadik v'tzadik. Rosh kol tzadik v'tzadik. Omer Midas Adin lebnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Shalom Anishtano El Meilu. Why do some people get a Hatara, some people don't? Omer Lo v'gam Eile. The other ones v'yayin shagu v'sheicher tohu koyim v'novi shagu v'sheicher. And the pasuk goes further, and it says at the end of the pasuk, "Paku plila," which means that they're going to get Gehenna. So what does this mean? So Rashi doesn't give us a lot of insight over here. Rashi and Megillah sounds like the Vart is that they do Averis from being Shikr. Even some Yidin could do Averis through being drunk, and that's what we talk about if they don't get the Atar B'chol Reish Reish. But others, like the Adar Ma, learns a Peledik Abshai. Sometimes the guy does mitzvahs like a Shikr. He does mitzvahs, he just does it, doesn't think too much on it. If he's missing the Mechamta Shal Torah, it means there's no ash in the stomach. There's no fire in the stomach. If you fight in learning, that's a raya. It means something to you. And that's the difference between a shikr and not a shikr. And that means someone who just does mitzvahs and learns Torah is like a shikr, which means like just no thought into it. Then poko plilav, ein puko elgeherem shirema, loisiya zoyis tochala puko, which means that there was talking about double melech, and that should be a gehenim, ein plilav adiyonim shirema, and also plilav means din. So Akapanim, what this last memra of this Gemara, for the Mishnah is teaching us, is that there'll be certain people be zoicha ta Torah, the shechir be shayra on them, and those are the people who hope for the gula, do mitzvahs, they fight the Yetzirah, they fight in learning, and they wake up early to come to davening.